Do you ever do it for the gram? Lots of people do. As of this year, there are 105 million active users in the US alone. At first blush, it may seem like Instagram is just for millennials taking pictures of latte art and craft IPAs, or Instagram husbands, or makeup and clothing brands riding the influencer train. But there are lots of organizations from all sorts of industries using the platform to connect with their audiences, their customers, the broader community, complementary or even competing businesses and team members distributed around the globe. It's pretty addictive. You open the app, scroll through the pictures, and at a glance, without having to read a word, you can see what your friends and colleagues are up to. It's popular, and it's still the rising star of social media. Let's talk about how to use Instagram in your communications program, no matter if you're B2B, B2C, nonprofit, or something in between.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, Instagram. I'm going to start by covering the basics, and then we'll get into some specific strategies you can use to make it work for your communications. Instagram, owned by Facebook, is projected to account for a quarter of all of the social network's ad revenue by the end of 2019, and nearly a third in 2020, according to Sprout Social. And the best part? 80% of the billion people globally who use Instagram are following at least one business account. If you don't want to do the math, that's 800 million people. Lots of people. All kinds of people. It makes sense for your organization to be there. If you're new to Instagram, haven't tried it yet for business, or it's been a while since you reviewed your strategy, there are the different tools and features you can use to your advantage. Instagram stories are the powerhouse of Instagram. They're a series of pictures or video clips strung together in a sequence that disappear after 24 hours. They're a way for you to do more than post and write about a picture. They let you, well, tell a story. You can have different themes for stories, change it up every day or week, or have regular stories to teach, connect with, and entertain your followers. One of the best stories I've seen of late is of a travel agency that provides trips into the Congo to see chimpanzees and their babies. This is definitely on my bucket list. Last week, they had a story that showed images of the trek into the jungle, albeit I'm not super excited about sleeping in a tent on the top of a volcano, but then they showed close-ups of my favorite animal. And it immediately went from, I'd like to see that someday after Ebola and terrorism aren't an issue, to, okay, maybe we could risk Ebola and terrorism and sleep in a tent on the top of a volcano to see this. I mean, chimpanzees and their babies. Who doesn't want to see that? Of course, not everyone has photos of chimps and their babies, but the point is it's not super challenging to engage people in your organization with videos or photos strung together. Then, at a really basic level, Instagram is truly a feed of pictures that are organized by hashtag. They are any word or phrase or set of initials preceded by, well, a hashtag. Your parents might call it a pound sign. Whatever you call it, they're how people search Instagram and connect their images and videos with those from the rest of the world. Some popular hashtags include TBT, or Throwback Thursday, where people share an old photo or video, or OOTD, which is Outfit of the Day. I don't participate in that one because my outfit of the day would consist of a different colored tank top and black cycling pants or shorts. Not super exciting or inspiring, though they do make my butt look good. Your brand can create a new hashtag for your community to use or get in on one of the popular ones. If you're starting out, try using existing hashtags first. Then you can develop your own as you get comfortable with them. We use one on Spin Sucks called Brain Break, where we ask our community a fun question to get them thinking and give them a little bit of a mental reset. It's a lot of fun. And now is probably when I should mention you should come find us on Instagram. You can find us at SpinSucks, which I'm sure comes as no surprise, at SpinSucks. A pretty standard way to approach social media is to try and get people off social media and onto something you own, such as your website. And depending on your goals, that might be what you want to do with your Instagram followers. When you do paid media, the whole point is to link off the platform and draw prospects into your funnel or funnels. But Like YouTube, Instagram only lets accounts with more than 10,000 followers do this. Before you hit that number, you get one link in your bio. Because of this, it probably makes the most sense to engage with Instagram users on Instagram. It builds awareness, provides a fun and easy way to build engagement, and you can still teach them about your organization. Now, an Instagram business account, all of this information, and a dollar will get you a whopping 1 minute of parking in downtown Chicago. You need followers to be able to do all of this, and what you post may not always show up in your followers' feeds. How does Instagram decide who gets to see what? Well, like most of the big social platforms, they're not exactly rushing to provide explicit details of how their algorithm works. But because they're owned by Facebook, we do have some clues. Let's get into some of the ways you can do that. If you or your clients sell products, the hyper-visual nature of Instagram will help you showcase the different features, demonstrate how to use them, and share what they look like in different settings. It will also allow you to create user-generated campaigns that are hashtag-focused of your customers using, talking about, and sharing your products. This kind of social proof can be challenging to get on other social networks, but it's really what Instagram is best at. The uses of Instagram for product-based organizations are pretty clear, but what about those that don't sell physical products? Software as a service, service providers, consultants, freelancers, mission-based organizations. How does Instagram work for them? There are plenty of options. Instagram can showcase your company culture by sharing images and commentary on what it's like to work with you. This can be a powerful tool when you're recruiting and trying to attract new talent, and can also help distributed teams feel connected. Clients or other followers who follow your feed will also get an inside look at what your company is about, and that can help with how you and your team are perceived. I will caution you here, though. There is nothing worse than you not being available to a client or missing a deadline only to have them see you on social media glamming it up. Even if it's something you posted later or during off hours, the perception always, always, always becomes, oh, I see. They're off playing on social media instead of doing what I've paid them to do. So keep that in mind. You can also build an Instagram account that teaches and inspires. There are always problems to solve, things people can learn, and new ways for them to think about what some may take for granted. Instagram can be where you step out of your niche just a little bit and connect with people about related war stories and/or personal stories. Finally, Instagram can be one of the places where you repurpose the content you've created for other platforms. If you have new research, infographics, unique content, or quotable text, they can all find a new life on Instagram where they'll be seen and shared by your community. Or if you have a podcast, you can take sound bites from it and use it in your stories or even explore Instagram TV, which we haven't covered here today, but is equally as important and is the future of communications. Look at your content archive and see if you can find interesting questions that you've posed, turns of phrase you're particularly proud of, or facts that generated conversation on the other social networks. Chris Williams from Planet Magpie, an IT services firm, is an active and engaged member of the SpinSucks community. He shares here how they use Instagram and how that changes how their audience perceives their brand. As you listen, remember, they provide IT services. Not a glamorous business, but they have figured out an interesting way to take something non-visual and make it work in a visual format.
Hi, this is Chris with Planet Magpie. We started on Instagram in 2016. At the time, we felt our field, IT services, was too opaque, impersonal. We thought Instagram would allow us to humanize our field and our brand. Early on, we weren't sure how much traffic we'd get, or how much of a marketing help Instagram would give us. It does all right, though. Our best performing post types come from IT-related jokes, photos of business events, military honors, and of course, the office dogs. We still maintain the Instagram account today, with over 300 followers, all organic. It serves as a nice engagement tool for prospective customers and gives us a traffic boost on new content.
I love that. The moral of the story is this. Don't let the lack of physical products stop you from sharing your company culture, the people behind your business, and any flora or fauna you happen to have around the office. Are you using Instagram? If so, connect with us there at SpinSucks. We love it when people say hello. If you want to take things to the next level and become a part of the best community of communicators on the internet, head over to spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.